Planes, Pains, and Automobiles.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The big drop in the cost of fuel has done very little to help the airline business or the car makers. Today, the main airline trade group said cargo shipments fell 23% last month. That's frankly a shocking decline, and it says a lot about the global trade situation. It also portends a very bad year for the airlines. They say they don't want bailouts. They do want access to more capital, and that might require a change in government regulations. Ford says it doesn't need a bailout either, even though it posted a huge quarterly loss this morning, almost $6 billion. Ford says it'll dip into a credit line to keep going, and its credit business will lay off 20% of its staff. A change in regulations? Is that what we need? Obviously, it depends on who you ask. The congressional panel looking at the $700 billion bailout says emphatically yes in a report coming out today. More on that from Marketplace's Steve Henn.
The report calls for the creation of a new banking regulator charged with overseeing the health of the nation's biggest financial institutions. These are those banks that are, to borrow the overused phrase of the moment, too big to fail. The board calls for tighter controls in the mortgage market, hedge funds, and derivatives like credit default swaps. The panel's views are generally shared by the Democratic chairman of the Financial Services Committee, Barney Frank. Frank says he'll push for banking regulation reform this spring. But it's unclear if Republicans will go along. The two Republican appointees to the oversight panel voted against this draft report. They argue increasing government regulation might cause more problems than it will fix. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Wall Street's put together a little winning streak of late, but it looks like things will turn down at the open. So far, European shares have fallen 1 to 2%. In Asia, stocks closed mostly higher. The Dow is at 8375 after a 200-point gain yesterday, 2.5%. The Nasdaq added 3.5%. In France, labor is holding its biggest strike in years. They're calling this Black Thursday. We have a report from Eric Campano in Paris.
That's the sound of legislators in France booing the conservative prime minister, François Fillon, off the podium this week. Left-of-center politicians have been blaming his party for the economic crisis, and they say it should do more to counter rising unemployment and the cost of living.
They don't agree with this basic kind of free market reforms.
Oliver Griffith is managing director of the American Chamber of Commerce in France. He explains that the French are known for their strikes around the world. That's not necessarily because they strike more frequently than other Europeans, but he says French strikes are more dramatic.
The unions are strategically placed in transport industries and education, so when they strike, they can wreak havoc with the country.
Business is coming nearly to a halt today because all of the major trade unions are striking, even bank workers, which is rare. But the conservatives say this won't stop their market reforms. In Paris, I'm Eric Campano for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thrivent.com/new offers. By Medtronic Foundation, now looking for runners benefiting from medical technology to participate in Medtronic Twin Cities Marathon events. Application at Medtronic.com/globalheroes. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
In this economy, you really can't take anything for granted. Having a job, number one, and it might not hurt to learn some new skills. Our New York bureau chief, Amy Scott, decided she'd bulk up her resume by going to spy school.
It's Saturday morning, and Elaine Gabrielson and her boss, Judy Briggs, are taking turns beating the crap out of each other. At least they're pretending to.
I felt I had to be gentle, because she does sign my paycheck.
The two women are in my class at Stiletto Spy School. We're learning how to gouge eyeballs, break ankles, and slam attackers to the ground. The school's founder is Alana Winter. She grew up idolizing Emma Peel of the Avengers and the women of James Bond movies. So last spring, she started a business to teach women how to be like them.
Everything from mixing the perfect martini and dancing the tango, being able to race cars, race speedboats, ski black diamonds backwards. All of these things. Of course, we can't deliver all of them in a weekend, but this is the vision.
At the school's weekend courses in Las Vegas, women even learn to fire Uzis and AK-47s. The price tag is more than $3,600. Winter knocked that down to $350 for the one-day course in New York. My fellow student Elizabeth Harrison owns a PR and events company. She's in favor of what she calls small luxuries.
As somebody who still is making some money, I feel like it's sort of a responsibility to go out and still stimulate the economy, I suppose. And I think that people are desperately looking for something that makes them feel good right now.
From the combat training, we move on to poker lessons. Then, to round out our sexy spy portfolios, an exotic dancing class. It's a real change of scenery for Elaine Gabrielson. As a former truck driver, she's more accustomed to wearing work boots than stilettos. But at 51 years old, she declared this her year of being bold.
So I want to be able to do that and show women that are my age that, you know, like life doesn't end when your children go off to college and you get a little bit older, that there's all sorts of exciting things to do out there.
At the end of the day, we toast our mission with champagne. I wouldn't say I feel like a spy exactly, but there is something pretty empowering about knowing that if you mess with me, I could totally break your leg. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.